So there's a new sefer that I found on Tefillah that brought down something that very beautiful on Hodu. We'll begin there tonight. We're going to get through hopefully with about half of Hodu. I have a little bit of an appointment I need to get back to in Passaic tonight, so it might be a little bit shorter than usual, but Emir Tzashem will pick up next week, forging ahead. So Rav Pinkus in his sefer writes, Kan ha-makom lahadgish nikuda misuyemes. He says, you have to explain something that shenachona kan v'nachona b'chol makom achar b'tfila. It's not specifically important for us to learn about this here, but this is where when people come late to shul, so you start cutting corners, what do we cut out? And Hodu is certainly on the chopping block of things that we skip, at least temporarily. Sometimes a person thinks, you know, I come a couple of minutes late, I can skip, you know, a little bit. There's davening is, you know, shacharis, not milcha mariv. But shacharis is so long, comparatively at least. It's okay if I take out a little bit. Kedugmas ha-hodu. So I'll take out hodu. It's a couple paragraphs, not a big deal. It's an amalgamation of psukim and Pirkei Tehillim. It doesn't have a unique focus. It's really all on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the big deal if I say it? Om Amra v'hadvarim yaduhim. This is how Rav Pinkus begins. Ulam lamito shel davar barer shemchas shalom u'yomru klal yisrael perek niflazu. If the Jewish people were to, heaven forbid, not to say this paragraph after Baruch Sha'amar that begins with Hodu, Beseder Tfilasam, Yechaser Orzeh. Right, we said the Anshei Knesset HaGadola have this specific idea of what Tfilah is supposed to be about. Right, when they standardized the text of Tfilah, it wasn't by happenstance. There was a lot of thought and consideration, which is why even if you don't understand the Perush Hamilim, if you don't understand all the words, there's still some value in saying it, even if you don't understand everything. You should try. And that's part of what this series of Shirim are all about. But you should say everything. So if you don't say Hodu, you're going to be missing out. V'chalila lo yisha'er misoneihem shal Yisrael sarad upalit. He says, if you leave out something, so your enemies will have what to taina. Like, they're not sincere, right? They use that. If you had, you said Hodu, then you would have been worthy. You would have been Zochah HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. But if you're already giving up a little bit here, a little bit over there, so L'mai Nafka Mina, whether you're Jewish, you're not Jewish, this is where these little fallacies can creep in. Nachon Yeshtam Devarim Shami Rasam Teluya B'Minhagim Shonim. Right? There are certain things that you know, are dependent on minhag. We said that not everybody says Mizmor Shir Chanukas Avayis, and we'll get to why the Ashkenazim say Hodu after Baruch Sha'amar, and the Sfaradim say it before Baruch. There are certain things that are subject to local custom. Al Kol Ma Shenimtza B'Sidur Shalanu, Hu Eiver Shehaneshama Teluya Bo. Right, we said that I think we quoted from Rabbeinu Bachya, right? That Tefillah was that which united the nefesh. It gives the spirit to a person, the ability to express ourselves in a standardized way. So I think that's what Rav Pinkus is echoing here, that the siddur, shenimtza b'siddur shelanu hu eiver shehaneshama teluya bo, that every single tefillah is its own limb, right? We have 365 body parts, and each one has a critical role to play. Right? A person, you lose your tonsils, maybe that's not such a big deal. You lose your appendix, maybe not such a big deal. You lose a finger, you lose a... Every aver is important, it has a role to play. We don't understand necessarily why. So, ein shum davar miyusar, there's nothing left over. Hotzas haperek hodu, right, so if the paragraph of Hodu, mitoch hatfila, tigrom chalil lekach shekol hagoyim isnaplu aleinu v'yicholunu. You take out this one piece. I don't know if anybody ever played, I don't know what they used to call it. Call it Jenga. Jenga is a game of wooden sticks, and it's fun to play with kids. And they actually have a therapeutic version that I've used with children professionally, where it's even more interesting. But basically what it is a whole bunch of sticks, and you have three go this way, and three go that way, and then three on the alternate back and forth, and you have to pull out one piece at a time. And if you pull out one that's really important, the whole thing comes crashing down. Says Rav Pinkus, really, hodu is critical. And without hodu, then the aver, the whole body, begins to fall. A person who says hodu, and we'll understand why. What is the power of hodu? We're going to have to get into the explanation of what it means. We'll go through it phrase by phrase. But what is it all about? Machnis b'socho asakoach neged ha'umos. Rapinka says that hodu is a tefillah that gives us strength against the prosecution and the comments of our enemies. Particularly, it's like every Tuesday there's another series of calls to Jewish community centers, right? We need to be able to vanquish our enemies, and these tefillos are really powerful. It's the whole crux of how Hashem created the world. What's the point? I'm going to ask you back. Let's say you're vitamin deficient. Pick a vitamin. Vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin K. Okay, it's just one vitamin. There's so many vitamins, Rabbi. There's another vitamin I'll take. I'll take vitamin Z. There's no vitamin Z. I'll take zinc instead. Mashal. Right? But that doesn't work. Because every vitamin has a critical role to play in supporting and sustaining the human body. And the same thing is true here. What's the big, you eat a little bit of bread, it's going to do so much? No, of course, when you're hungry and you have nothing else, a little bit of bread is going to revitalize you. Right? It takes time. A vitamin deficiency, you won't notice it, your energy level might change, you'll notice it in your fingernails, your hair, your skin complexion may change. The vitamin deficiencies take a while to become pronounced enough that you'll figure out that you're deficient. He says it's the same thing. Beis HaMikdash Hayakayam, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, Ha'olam Kulo Hayakador Eishal Kedusha. So the whole world was like this ball of holy, holy fire. A person could go to Turkey, Lesheves Sham Lilmon Torah V'Ayidezeh, Le'asos Tana. You have the Menuchas HaNefesh to go someplace far away, and you can just sit and focus. You sit under a tree, you sit in a cave like Shimon Bar Yochai. You can become a very holy person. Ketzad, how is this? Madua Kayom, Gam Kishalom Lomdim Behasmada. Rabbi Levinson just showed me a sefer from Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, one of the Gedolei Hador. Gon Atzum, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's not a Tana, he's not an Amora. He's 103 or 104. He's been learning his whole life. It's an interesting story. He was the head of the yeshiva in Panovich. Like the elementary school. He wasn't known until he was, let's say, in his 80s. And now he's another 20-something years. So how could it be that some, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, were not Tanaim? So why not? What changed? Hayom gamim telech lilmod biyar. Go follow the same recipe. Go to the hills of Turkey. Go to some desolate place, focus entirely Yaman Valaila and Limuna Torah. Vitirasham is im osam etzim with Tziporim, and you'll be in the same environment with the same trees and the same birds and the same ecosystem. Lo yala biyadchala hagila osahatal. So you're still not going to rise to their madriga. Why? Mahishtana, nishmas haolam hishtana ein kvar beis hamikdash. Something that we always talk about on Tisha B'Av, that what does it mean? Why is it that we connect every tragedy, every personal tragedy, every loss, every death is somehow related to the Chorban HaBayis? Because just like every individual cannot meet their potential, nobody in this world, no matter how long you live until 120, without the Beis HaMikdash, we're incomplete. And so therefore, even if you want to sit under a tree, and you'll have the same focus and the same environment with more Sfarim than the Tanayim even had, and all the Rishonim, you'll benefit from the Rishonim and the Achronim and the modern day Poskim, you still are not going to be able to reach their toenails in terms of Limud HaTorah. Because without the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that clarity. Because Rashi, HaKadosh HaYachai, says Rav Pinkus, when Rashi was alive, HaYisa Yachol Aleches LeHizbodein Be'ez HaMidbar Im HaGemara Shalcha. Go, you take your Gemara, and you go learn. HaYisa Meibinas HaGemara Kamo Echem HaHarishonim. Right, because Rashi had that koach. Rashi had that power. V'Mistalkuso Shal Rashi Notzer Chala Ba'olam. Right, they say that when certain Tanoim, certain Amoram died, there were certain Midos. Rabbi Rice spoke about this on Sunday night at the Chevra Kadisha Suda. When certain people, they epitomize certain Midos, certain Kochos HaNefesh. So when they pass from the world, it's difficult for us to be able to access those channels of Avodas Hashem. So Chisi Lishmos, he says he heard from Rav Leib Malin, Devarim Sha'amar Bishnas Tavshin Chaf, Be'ez Shenifta Harav Mibrisk. In 1960, the Brisk Harav passed away, who Nasa Lav Hespid, Sir Rav Malin, was Masbid Rav Chaim. And he says, V'chein HaDvarim Amar, Harav Mibrisk Einenu. The Brisk Harav is no longer alive. Mehayom, from today, lekulanu yakasha yosu lechadish svara. Rav Chaim was all about svara. He was all what's unbelievable, right? Brings you back to the time of the maybe earlier achronim or rishonim. But without Rav Chaim alive, that koach, that ability to formulate a proper svara, not something that's krum and flawed. Says Rav Malin. We don't have it anymore. So that's what it means. Yiridas Adoros, because every generation we lose a little bit. Right? The previous generation was on a higher level. We don't have that anymore. Right? When Rebbe dies, so humility is lacking in the world. Boy, is it lacking today. Kilomar Olam. When he was alive, Hamida Haisakayames, the Mida of Anivos, was alive and well. Other people could tap into that koach. Ukesh Hestalik, and when he dies, Hestalka Gamos Amida. And so therefore, says Rav Pinkus, when we say Psukkah de Zimra, Machnes Adam Kedusha Leolam, we're able to inject and bring back holiness into the world. Zohi Etzim Chayusa Shaha'olam. And this is the whole purpose of the world, to bring it back to that fireball of holiness, of Kedusha, that it used to be. So Hodu has this ability to remove the external trappings that prevent us from getting accessing that kedusha. And Zohi has segula b'soch kliliyos ha'olam. Ach gam b'soch kol yachid v'yachid muchnasim zikoch v'kedusha v'tara ayidei amiras Hodu. But through Hodu, says Rav Pinkus, we're able to scratch away a little bit, not all of it, but a little bit of that which separates us. And so Adam Shiyasragla Shana Akhar Shana Lahagiya Tamada Meuchar the Besaknasa Suladaliga Sahodu. A person who gets accustomed to coming late to davening and skipping Hodu entirely to the point that they forget that it's even part of Psukkah de Zimra. Those are the pages I skip, I don't say that part. But there are people, they think that they don't say Karbanos and they don't say Hodu. They're minyan like this. They don't say it Bechlal. It's not a time issue. It's that this is the minig of the shul. We don't say it. They don't say it at all. It says, Doma la'adam shemotzi vitamin kol shehu misparid hayomi shalo va'achar kachu holich lerofo yemislonen al choli begufo. He doesn't take the vitamin and then he complains that his body isn't well. He's physically weak. He's deficient. V'harofo medilo b'tzara. The doctor says, Adoni, zekfar mu'uchar. It's too late, buddy. You missed it. What happened to maintaining your health your whole life? You can't just take the pill now and pretend that you were taking it your whole life. You were goofing off eating burgers and fries for 30 years. You think taking vitamin C now is going to help you? What do you want? Believe, you want to take your heart out? You think taking your heart, if you have cardiac disease, you think taking it out is going to help you? Tippish, right? B'li lev hamatzav harba yosa gerua. You take that out, you're going to be... you're nothing. Kilonitan lehem shechlichios. You can't live without it. Lepachos techia kacha. At least live with whatever the symptoms of cardiac disease are. It's better off than the alternative. Lechein al kulonu lehischazek lomer bekviyas hasamizmer hodu b'mekomo. We should all make sure to come to shul on time to be able to say hodu in its proper place with the proper kavana. We can abolish and we can get rid of and push away the evil forces in this world, and to be able to access the holiness that is latent in this world. The Maggid of Mizrich, and this comes from Lefan of Navod, which is the sefer that I found yesterday. So we start off saying Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo. Let's take it out. We're going to be using it quite a bit here tonight. Hodu Vamemeli Losav Shiri Lo Zamri Lo Sichu Bechol Neif Lo Sav. Then we get to a point. Romu. You know what? Maybe we should say this for next week. Romu. I wasn't intending on going that far. But we have it tonight. Let's learn it now. Romu Hashem Elokeinu Vishtachbu Lehadom Raglav Kodeshu. Romu Hashem Elokeinu Vishtachbu Lehar Kodesho. So the Maggid asks, Eich Anachnu Yecholim Leromim Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we uplift Hashem? Hashem is uplifted. There's nothing. Hashem can go up and he can go down and he can go sideways. He can do whatever he wants. But we, little you, I mean, not little you, you're Gavarabba. But me, when I daven, how can I uplift Hashem? It's ridiculous. Hello, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meromim HaKol Bracha V'Tehillah. Hashem is above, as we say in Nehemiah, is above every blessing and every praise. So he quotes the Medrash. Maisa Be'echad Sh'asa Daitiki, person makes a will. And he says, Lo Yehei B'ni Yorei Shosian Shiasa Shota. Yeah, hold on. That's not what I wanted to go to. 1 second. Abba shirotza lehiskasher and b'no hatinok. Right. Let's say a person. We know little kids. How do you relate to a little kid? As a parent, as an uncle, as a grandparent, whatever it is. Tzarech lesachek uladaber imo kafi ramas ahavana shel hatinok. You have to stoop down to their level. You get down on the floor. You don't use big, multi-syllabic words. Short words, short sentences, sounds. Be animated. It's about affect. Kshaben gidel, when the son grows up, it says ha'aba kvar medabarim barama yoser gavoa. So as he grows up, he uses a more sophisticated amount of diction and in higher language that he should be able to model after the adult and learn with proper speech and formulation of sentences. And the tinder, as he gets older, you give him more sophisticated ideas to think about. Amar Pam Harav Gamliel Rabinowitz Shlita. Arum Shatapuach Lanofel Rachok Mehaetz. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Aval Kechol Shahaetz Gavoa Yoser, Hatapuach Nofel Rachok Yoser. When the tree is so high, the apple falls further away. It has a longer distance, and it can have, you know, maybe the wind blows it, or it bounces, and then the bounces goes that way. So you have to know, when they're little, you have to go down there, and when they're higher, you let them go higher. You have to know how to relate to children, how to give over the Mesorah in a way that it's going to be close to them, and not something that's going to be, oh, it's over there, right? He's talking above me. She's talking way beyond my intellectual capacity. Tune out what's going on with my cartoons, with my cars, I don't know, whatever, right? Whatever kids are into today. Kach mazbir ha-magin v'mizrich as ha-pasuk romu ha-shem alokeinu al derech ha-avoda. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotza lios karev ileinu. Hashem wants to be close to us. We're banim lamakom. We're Hashem's children. V'leshem kach hu tzorech laredes kaviyachol. So Hashem comes down to us. Powerful idea. And when you look up and down, you bow down, Hashem's coming down. He wants to hear your tefillos. He's listening. He wants to hear the tefillos on our level. And we go, as we go up, as we go up, so he goes up. So if we go and we praise him and we're able to lift ourselves up in Ruchnius, because we're going closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, because we're working on our Avodas Hashem, we're working on our Tefillah, we're working on our Dveikas Vashem, so we go up, Hashem goes up with us. He's growing, we're growing, and he's like, come, 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 keep going a little higher. Because you don't have to go down anymore. It's not going to speak down to us. He's waiting for us to grow up with him. We're going up with Hashem, and that's how we elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Schwab explains that Hodu was introduced in the following context. The Plishtim destroyed the Mishkan of Shiloh, and they captured the Aron, which they kept for 7 months. But what happens to people who torment Bnei Yisrael? They don't fare so well. We're here. When was the last time you saw a Philistine? You saw them in the museum, perhaps. So while it was in their possession, their population suffered horrific plagues, and they wisely elected to return the Aron to Bnei Yisrael after a period of time. But although the Mishkan had been rebuilt in Givon, David HaMelech decided to build for it a special edifice, a special tent, in Yeretz Zion, which is in Yerushalayim. And to give it the proper cover that the Aron deserved, he had a group of Leviim who were going to guard it, an honor guard, if you will, of Leviim. And as part of their responsibilities, these Leviim would sing Mizmorim to Hashem, as we find in Divrei Hayomim, Lahazkir, Lahodos, Lahalo, Lahashem, Elokei Yisrael. So the head Levi of this group was someone by the name of Asaph, who was one of the composers of Tehillim. He composed part of Tehillim. And on the day that the Aron is brought to the tent, David HaMelech composed a special mizmor, which Asaph and his fellow Leviim sang, Baruch Ahu Oz No Saint David Barosh Lahodos Lashem, Biyad Asaph Ve'echav. That on that day, David gave Asaph and his colleagues a song of praise to sing to Hashem. And the mizmor is then cited in full, beginning with Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo, continuing to Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Yad Ha'olam Vayomer Chol Ha'am. So this is the beginning, this is the first part of Hodu, which we say every day. Sorry? Kafe, right. That's the capital Kafe. So, when the Aron was in the tent, David HaMelech instituted a special series of Karban Tamid that was brought twice daily, in addition to the Karban Tamid that was brought in the Mishkan in Givon. And the Mizmor was recited daily by Asaph and the Leviim in front of the Aron. And the Mizmor consists of two parts. It's Hodu Lashem through Al Tigu B'Mishichai Uvin Viyai Al Toreu, which was sung in the morning in conjunction with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachris. And then Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz through the end, Vayomer Kol Ha'am Amen V'Halel Hashem, in the afternoon with the Tamid Shel Ben Harvayim. So the first part refers to the ancient past, which corresponds to the Karban Shel Shachris, while the second part sings of the glorious future of Bnei Yisrael and corresponds to the Karban Shel Bein Harbayim. And this explains why the Sfaradim say Hodu before Baruch Sha'amar, and we say it after. They say it beforehand because originally it was said with the Karban Tamid, and it should be closer in proximity to our own recitation of the Karbanos, which is also before Baruch Sha'amar. And so therefore it makes more sense to put it closer to there. Ashkenazim, in contrast, say it following Baruch Sha'amar, because we acknowledge that the arrangement in Givon, as beautiful as it was of David HaMelech to establish this structure, this system of saying Mizmorim for the Aron, ultimately it was temporary. When the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Aron was put in its right place in Yerushalayim, so different Mizmorim were recited. So Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishma, we give praise to Hashem that we don't take anything for granted. We attach ourselves to Hashem by acknowledging that we're indebted to Hashem for our lives and that He's the source of everything that we have. Kiru Vishmo is based on Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, a description of Avraham Avinu proclaiming his existence, proclaiming the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch says, it's not that he proclaimed the existence of Hashem, but rather he proclaimed to the world that everything exists and was created by Hashem. You see the difference? It's a Subtle difference. So after we've absorbed the concept of Hodu Lashem Kiru B'Shmo, that we need to be thankful, Kiru B'Shmo Hodu V'Amim L'Yosav. Tell the world that everything exists because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem created it, and we need to make His great deeds known among all the nations. And this is the source, says Rav Hirsch, of saying Baruch Hashem, and Be'ezras Hashem, and Mirtz Hashem. All of it is a way of communicating to the nations of the world the fact that everything here exists because of God. You have a question, or you're...
Question.
Okay. Uh-oh. I've been told that Ashkenazi Minyan has no relationship to the shul that exists here. But I'm all ears.
It goes very quickly, as Jake can attest to. But it's very difficult to become just a minute or two late in terms of trying to maintain, to keep up with. So the question I propose is how do you decide in terms of, I mean, I totally was with the Philo actually. I would cut out. Because I was told that when it came to the halakhos, that that's something that you cannot, you really need to say.
You're right. Which is why Rav Pinkus says it's on the chopping block, and no, people don't say it anymore because they're so used to just, oh, we don't say it. We're, you know, we're late.
So how do you determine what you can cut out? Because, I mean, as you know, it's fast-paced. You want to be able to, at some point, catch up to the... Obviously, that doesn't have to be on time, but you can't always get on time.
Right.
So what... And I know you can't really tell me what you can cut out, but what...
No, I can. I mean, the Mishneh Berurah, the halachic process does delineate what can be cut out. And when we say cut out, we don't mean that you're not going to say it. It means that you're not going to say it in its proper order. So if you can't say Hodu in its proper spot, which is after Baruch Sha'amar and before Mizmor L'Soda, so you don't say it. And you come back to it after davening, and then you say these psukim. Because if, in fact, Rav Pinkus is right, and the significance, the chashivas, and the koach of this tefillah is to be able to repress and to protect us against the umos ha'olam, so it's really critical that we say this. So, but we understand, and the poskim understand that sometimes you daven in a minyan that's faster, and sometimes that's the only minyan that you can daven in. Otherwise, you're not going to have tefillah b'tzibur. So do your best. So sometimes doing your best means you have to take it out of order.
Second question is what things are best to say with
the terms of the... So that's a separate issue. I want to get through the tefillah, and then we'll have a shiur, you know, specifically on what do we cut, what do we postpone, what do we skip. We'll get through all of that.
Would you still consider, you know, like a one-minute thing at the end of davening? I sent you an email many months ago.
Again, not on our topic for tonight.
No.
So let's stay focused. The greatest deed that Hashem does and continues to do is simply to sustain us and allow us our continued existence in a hostile world. Rav Schwab says that when he talks about remembering the Holocaust, it's not only the destruction, but to really focus on the miracle of survival. To be able to see, and this is something that really connects us back across Jewish history. It's not the destruction. We have so many examples of destruction. But more powerful is the examples of survival, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us time after time. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. So many people in the world are so sad. They're searching. They don't have happiness. They don't have mazel. They're looking for things. And says Rav Schwab, they're really looking for Hashem. They're all Mevakshei Hashem. And so we know people who grow up and they're not Jewish and they're looking for something, and so they're atheist, and they become agnostic, and then they become Christian, and the Christian, it just doesn't make sense to them. And so they move on to Judaism. First they find Reform, but Reform is like, it's not the real thing. You know, you drink Diet Coke, it's not the real Coke, it's Coke without sugar. And then they get to conservative. Okay, we're getting closer. There's a Tom, but it's... And the conservative movement just voted to allow non-Jews to join and to get aliyos and get kibbutim, which is, conservative. In the past couple of days, I think they voted on it last week. Very, very disappointing and very concerning. If a non-Jewish person can come in and get an aliyah, and who knows, they'll be leading the davening at a certain point. And you think, they're shluchei tzibur. How? And finally, we get to authentic Torah Judaism. And they come and they... Right, so what gives us simcha in our hearts is our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not, you know, there are lots of things that detract from our simcha, things that we don't have, that we wish we had, that make us resentful and make us frustrated and challenge us of how do we get things done. But ultimately, at the core of who we are, it's all about appreciating that relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because really that's the only eternal thing that we're going to take with us. And so if we work on that, and that's enhanced by having family, by having friends, by having a hashpa in the world around us, all of that is a way of enhancing our connection with Hashem. So it's our responsibility to present Yiddishkeit, to present ourselves in a way that looks attractive, that we are people who are besimcha, we are yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. We're people who are mevakshim, we want to seek to search closer to Hashem, we want to get closer, and we love it. And so it's our incumbent upon us to make sure that our family and our friends and prospective geirim and prospective balei tshuva, and often we don't even know who they are until they're already far along in the process. We want to make sure that they see and they perceive Yiddishkeit as something beautiful that enhances, that gives us a sense of simcha, because it's the true meaning in the world. Bak shupanav tamid. So it's something, it means to look at someone's face, right? What do you want? You want to see somebody's face all the time. What's the purpose? So we think that we can read people's facial expressions pretty accurately. Right? If I look at you, I can get a sense of what's going on. If I want to please another person, I'll look at them, try and size up what's going on in their life right now. What can I add? Are they hungry? Are they thirsty? Are they sad? Are they tired? Do they just need, you know, a shoulder to cry on, an ear to listen? Do they need a good joke? What is it? A good vart that's going to lift their spirits? Mevakshei Hashem, what is it? So we know. We'll figure out. If it's hunger, so I'll give them a little bit of food. I'll invite them. I'll give them a drink of water, as some of us always do. Strike up a conversation. Listen to what I learned last night. Always seeking to please Hashem is what it means. And Mevakshei Panav Tamid, we're always looking to please Hashem. Al tigu b'mashichai, and with this we'll close. So, very simply, al tigu b'mashichai means that it refers to Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who is Mashuach, the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with oil. It's somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has distinguished beyond everybody else. And it refers to the Avos, to the Nevi'im, the ones that Hashem singled out to have a very special relationship with. But the Gemara in Shabbos and Dav Kuf Yud Tesam and Beis has a different shot in what this means. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Mein Dechsev, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Al Tigu V'Mashichai, our Pasuk here, Uvinviyai Al Tareyu, Al Tigu V'Mashichai Eilu Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. These are the children, Uvinviyai Al Tareyu Eilu Tamidei Chachamim. And the Nevi'im refers to the adults, right? The people who are already Tamidei Chacham, Torah scholars. Amar Eish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Ein Ha'olam Eskayim, Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban. Eish Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia that the world only exists because of the breath, because of the learning, the recitation of the pilpul, of the psukim, of the Limud HaTorah, of the children who are in yeshiva. Amar Leir Papa Le'Abaye, Didi V'damach Ma'ai. He says, what? I don't understand. Why is it, what's the difference between one's Torah and one's Torah? Right, to study yours, what's the status? Why is the Torah study of adults worth less than the Torah study of a child? You'd think an adult is able to have a mature understanding, is able to gain a deeper insight into the Yama Talmud, so it should be the adult Talmidei Chachamim that sustain the world. Amarle, Ein Adam Hevel Sheyesh Bo Chet, LeHevel Sheein Bo Chet. Unfortunately, yeah, we know more, but we've also tripped up more. And as we become adults, we have to take full responsibility for our iniquities and the mistakes that we've made. And so therefore, their Limud HaTorah is pure, is not sullied by the Yetzer Hara, and they're not fighting it in the way that we should be, because they don't have that sophistication. Ramar Eish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia, Ein Mevatlan Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban Afilu LeBinyan Beis HaMikdash. So powerful and so important is the Limud HaTorah of children is that we don't even interrupt them to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is to say that it's, you know, you think that you come to Yerushalayim, you have the highest opportunity to serve Hashem, the Gilui Shechina, the Shechina comes down, is resting in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we want to expedite the process. Let's get the kids involved. They're good at, you know, all those little things, and they run faster than we do, and they're creative. No, leave them. because their learning is the most important thing in the world. To have the opportunity to interact with a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a parent, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to give over the Torah to children. That is what sustains this world. And so the opportunity to give to a yeshiva, even if you don't have your own children in yeshiva today, to be able to give, to allow others to benefit. Amar Rav Levi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Kach mi kablani mi avosai, v'amri lo mi avosecha, kol ir she'ein ba tinoko shabis rabban, me'achriven osa. You have a city without children learning Torah? Destroy it. It's useless. That is the importance of a yeshiva, of being able to sustain a yeshiva, because that's the future of the generation. That's the future of Klal Yisrael. You know, talk about kids talking during davening. If you have a shul that you don't have kids talking during davening, community's done. Without kids, what do you look for towards the future? Where's the hope? Who's going to continue on? You need the children. I mean, kids making noise. Not the talking, maybe the noise. There are a lot of people in this shul who are very intolerant to noise. They're intolerant to children, running back and forth. It's okay, the parents will be mechanech the children about how to conduct themselves in shul, but if you have no tolerance of having children in shul, then forget about it. It's something that really, it's a wrong midah. It's a sensitivity that my avodas Hashem means that I can't even listen to the noise of your child or your grandchild who's coming to shul because that's the right thing to do. That's where they should be. And, you know, if they're having a whole drawn-out conversation, okay, take it outside. I don't want to hear about the Yankee game, you know, in the middle of davening. But to say we can't have kids here, we can't have kids running around and people scream at children, what kind of impression is that going to make on them? Children belong in the Beis Medrash. They belong in shul. That's the whole point. They sustain the world. And so a city in which there are no school children because the people have run them out of town, because we make it so inhospitable for children, has no future and should be destroyed. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tigu b'mashichayu v'nevi'ay al tareyu. Don't touch neither my future Talmidei Chachamim nor my current Talmidei Chachamim. Right? We can't dispense, we don't want to diminish from the godless of today's Talmidei Chachamim, but it's the future that's bright. And we need the future. Although, as we said at the outset, right, you read the Sidoros means that they're not going to be as great as our current generation, but we need them just the same. Each one has the potential of being a Mashiach. And so this is the end of Hodu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his... the end of the beginning of Hodu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his protection. And even though we were Kim'at, we were very few, Halchu Migay Al Gay, and our ancestors, the Avos, went from land to land, from people to people, nonetheless, Lohaniach L'ish L'ashkam, Hashem didn't allow them, Lavan and Yishmael and Esav, to oppress us, because ultimately, Baruch Hashem, we're still here. And for that, we say Pesukei Dezimra each and every day. I'll pick up in Yirtzeh Hashem next week. Have a good evening.